I know that Uzbek craftsmen, Ikat craftsmen, travel to the U.S. every year.
Mm-hmm.
They come to the Santa Fe Festival,
mm-hmm.
and they bring their work, they teach their technique,
mm-hmm.
and it became a great tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, Uzbek and American craftsmen and designers team up. They create great collections for the American market,
mm-hmm.
Ikat collections.
Right.
And this news about the Ikat exhibition in Alabama is just amazing.
Oh, well.
I think our audience will be interested in hearing more about that.
I'm glad to hear that.
So tell us more about it.
It's from a private collection in the Atlanta area, Peggy Slappy. And it's all late 19th century material, early 20th century, some of them. Miss Slappy had the opportunity to spend a month in Peshawar in 1997, I believe it was. And she fell in love with the people, the culture, the textiles, and she began her collection of Central Asian textiles. And one of the areas she focused on was Ikat robes from Uzbekistan. And so she has put together quite a collection. It's pretty amazing. I first met her, I guess it was 3 years ago, and she started pulling out these robes, and we immediately hit upon the idea of an exhibition. There have only been a couple of other exhibitions of Ikat robes in the United States, and it had been a while since there had been one, and her material is all new material, and it had never been seen before. So over the past 3 years, we've worked together and pulled together, I believe it's 26 robes from her collection, plus she collects all the accessories, the jewelry, the boots, the hats, wall hangings, and things like that. So they're all on display here at the museum until July 10th.
Mm-hmm. And all of it was created in the 19th century.
Yes, so there's one robe that I believe is an early 20th century revival piece, and a couple of the pieces of the jewelry are early 20th century. But all of the other robes are late 19th century, the 1870s, 1880s, and such.
Mm-hmm. And they were bought in Pakistan, not Uzbekistan.
She started in Peshawar, yes, in Pakistan.
Uh-huh.
And she has since bought anywhere she can find them. She works with a dealer in London who's a third-generation Central Asian textile dealer and collector. She works with a couple of other dealers around the world, and she buys some online, too. But she knows what she's looking at, so, you know, she let the buyer beware.
Mm-hmm. Do we know anything about the craftsmen who created this work, these garments?
We don't know who any of them are, no.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that it's a wonderful cooperation between men and women and the Jews and the Muslims in that part of the world. Women raised the silkworms, then men actually made the silk and wove the cloth, and it was the Jewish community who controlled some of the dyes. So it was the Muslim community and the Jewish community working very closely together to produce these stunningly beautiful pieces.
Mm-hmm. And will this collection travel to other states?
No, it will not. It's only here at Birmingham. They're in wonderful condition, but textiles are very fragile and very difficult to travel. And our main concern is to preserve them in the condition they are for, you know, future generations.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think this collection, this exhibition, is interesting for the American audience?
Well, for people here in Alabama in particular, they've never seen this kind of material. You know, if you're in New York or Cleveland, where there are big museums that do have Central Asian textile collections, yes, they have some on view. But here in the Southeast, I don't think anybody's seen this kind of material, and it's really sparked interest in our community. The attendance has been great. The comment book is filled with questions and, you know, how much people have enjoyed the show and where can they find out more information and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more about Peggy Slappy. Who is she?
Peggy Slappy, she lives in the Atlanta area. She did some real estate at one point. She was in Africa for a couple of years, and that's when she had the opportunity to go to Peshawar. And she collects just amazing things, not only Central Asian material, but beautiful, beautiful African material that's on loan to our African galleries here at the museum. And her main concern with her collections is to preserve and above all share them with everybody. She wants them to be seen. And so she's very, very excited about the exhibition. The dealer friend of hers, Ali Istalifi from London, who wrote the main essay for our catalog, he also came to the openings, and he was very pleased as well. So we're excited. It's beautiful material. Anybody who walks in the galleries, it sort of takes your breath away.
Now, Mr. Wood, can you please tell us more about this relationship between the museums and collectors? How does it work in the United States?
Well, it's usually through friendships. We were introduced to Peggy through a mutual friend of ours who is a conservator, and he was doing some work for her, and he said, you need to come over and meet this wonderful, exciting lady and see her collections. And as I say, that was several years ago. It's usually through friendships and connections between the curator and the collector. We're just receiving a wonderful gift of Chinese art from collector friends of ours in New York City. So it's just, you work with these people, you come up with friendships, they visit, we visit. They also know that if they give to some place like the Birmingham Museum of Art, their collections will make a huge difference. If they give to some of the larger institutions in the United States, well, might go in the basement into storage for quite some time. So.
I see. And the admission is free?
Absolutely free, yes.
And do collectors usually donate their work, or is it on loan?
It's a combination of both. If we do an exhibition such as this from one source, we ask them to consider promised gifts in the future. And Miss Slappy has put us in her estate planning that when the time comes, we can go and have our choice of anything from her collections.
And who defines the collection as valuable?
That's usually the curator. The curator's eye. We're trained to look for quality and variety and look for things that we haven't shown before. This is the first Central Asian exhibition we've ever done.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wood. This was very interesting.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.